did the first printed curriculum for VBS. Today, we don't think anything about it. You can get all kinds of curriculum. But this was not put out until 1923. I said all that to focus us on VBS upcoming next week. And the question we want to ask ourselves, a lot of effort has gone into it, and a whole lot of effort will be made after tonight getting ready for it once the rooms are freed up. Why do we even have VBS? Why do we even have it? Now, I could have thought of several reasons, but with time restraints, I narrowed it down to three quick ones. They're kind of general. But first of all, to me, VBS is fun and exciting. Have you ever been in a foyer and seen when the kids come in, the way they're just full of energy? I mean, it's summertime. They haven't seen, maybe for the day, they've been at home with their old parents and they get bored, you know. So they get to come here and see their friends, and they're all happy. They're excited. They come in the auditorium and they're feeling good. And I got thinking about that, and Psalms 122, first verse says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And you can see that in the kids' faces when they come in. Hopefully, you see that in the adults' faces, too, when they come in for the adult class. You don't want to miss VBS. I've told this before, but I thought about this when I was putting this together. There was a new preacher, and he reported to work first day. Brand new, and he got a call that morning. And the call said, we have a funeral. And this individual doesn't know anybody in town. He has no friends. There probably won't be anybody at the gravesite, but we're going to bury him. We would like for you to come at least say a few words. And so this new preacher said, okay. So he gets in his car and is scheduled for 11 o'clock. And he drives to the cemetery, but he misses the turn. And he keeps going. He keeps missing the turn. He doesn't get to the cemetery until 12 o'clock. And he pulls up and he's all frantic. He's an hour late and there's nobody there. He looks up on the hill and there's a hole with the dirt. And sitting over here under a tree about 20 feet away are two men in a backhoe, and they're eating lunch. It's 12 o'clock. He's late. So he gets out of his car, and he goes up, thinks, what am I going to do? And he decides, I'm going to say a few words that I prepared. So he walks up, and he looks down in the hole, and he sees the vault down in there, and he backs up. He opens his Bible, and he gives a great talk for about 10 to 15 minutes. Nobody's there. He shuts his Bible and he heads back down to the car. And as he's heading back down to the car, he hears the older of the two men, the oldest man said, you know, I've been installing septic tanks for 25 years. I never heard anything like that. The preacher missed the appointment. We do not want to miss VBS. A lot of work has gone into this, and there's a lot of good stuff we can get from it. So number one, it's fun and it's exciting. Number two, we want to learn about God. Ecclesiastes 12:1 tells us to remember thy creator in the days of thy youth. And also 2 Timothy 3:15 says, and that from a child that has known the holy scriptures. VBS is a good thing, pardon me. It teaches the young kids about God's word, and they learn an awful lot. I've been downstairs after we have a learning center and we have a break in between the two sessions. And I have seen this more than once, especially a first or second grader will be sitting there eating, and one of the men will walk by dressed in their attire that they wear. And you'll hear that one kid say, there goes Moses. I mean, you know, they make the association with this. It makes an impact on them. It's a good thing. So besides being fun and exciting, and besides learning about God, the third and last thing I want to cover is for the adults. There's no better place that you can be than here for Vacation Bible School. Now, I like the Tour de France, and I watch the replay of it. But I'm going to be here, and I'll have to catch it later on. We can't get a better place than here to learn about God's Word. And we know that Matthew 16, 26 says, "For what is a man profiteth if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" The answer to that is nothing. There's nothing worth it. There's no better place to be than here. And that starts next week from 6:30 to 8:30. Now, what are we going to be talking about? Well, the young kids are going to be talking about, as posted up there, about Noah and the ark. The kids in grades 1 through 8, there are 8 learning centers. And the learning centers are entitled Nets Full of Fish, 5 Loaves and 2 Fishes, Water to Wine, Healing the Blind Man, Calming the Storm, Healing Malchus's Ear, 10 Lepers Cleansed, and Feeding 5,000. Sounds like interesting topics to me. Also, the teens will have their class, and then the adults will meet here in the auditorium. Each night, there will be a different teacher for the auditorium class. The 5 lessons are Changing Water to Wine, Jairus' Daughter, Widows of Nain's Son, 10 Lepers Cleansed, and Feeding the 5,000. Those are the topics. Also, if I didn't mention it, the preschool ages 2 and 3 and 4 and 5, they have their classes with games and crafts. I say all that to try to get everyone to come and be here every night. You'll learn a lot by being here. You won't be like that preacher that missed going for the funeral. You'll be exposed to God's Word here. Now, what's the purpose of having VBS? Last thought, real quick. Well, the purpose of having VBS is to teach us about God's Word. And when we read about God's Word, we learn the plan of salvation. We know that, first of all, we have to hear God's Word, Romans 10, 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We have to believe, as the eunuch said in Acts 8, 37, we have to believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Then we have to repent of our sins, turn away from what we're doing, as Peter preached on the day of Pentecost in Acts 2 and verse 38. And then we have to confess our sins, Romans 10, 9 and 10. And then to get into Christ, we have to be baptized, Mark 16, 16. But that's not all of it. Then we have to live faithfully. If you read Revelation 2:10, clearly says that. So how does VBS help us? Well, VBS reinforces the many different stories in the Bible, at least for the grades 1 through 8 and for the adult classes. Also, it does for the preschool. We would like for everybody to come out and be here for VBS if it's all possible. And I think, well, I know that you'll get a lot from it. And hopefully, if you don't know about the plan of salvation, you'll learn about the plan of salvation. There's one other thing I forgot. Besides the plan of salvation, what if you've already done that, but you kind of slipped away? Well, you ask God's forgiveness, you come back and ask for prayers as a church, and rededicate your life to serving Him. Tonight you have that opportunity. If you have not followed through with the plan of salvation, or if you have and erred away, you have a chance now to come back and correct that and serve the Lord as we should. If you would please stand as Brad leads us in singing.
Sweet are the promises, kind is the word, dearer far than any message man ever heard. Pure was the mind of Christ, sinless I see. He the great example is and pattern for me. Where He leads, I'll follow all. us every day. List to his loving words, come unto me. Weary, heavy laden, there is sweet rest for thee. Trust in his promises, faithful and sure. Lean upon the Savior and thy soul is secure. Where he leads, I'll follow, follow all the way. Where he leads, I'll follow, follow Jesus every day. Now dismiss to your classes.